Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring it up, Jake. Final hour. Power hour. You better, you bet. On the BetQL Network. With Nick and Ken. This is probably going to be my last show on Quick Link, right? The software that we use. You know what?
That's correct.
It's weird how, like, the reverb happens, like, it happens at the start of every power hour, but, like, it never happens at the start of any other hour on the show.
Right, it tends to be finicky with how it, like, with where it comes up. Always more often than you'd want, but never. It's like then you're not expecting it, and it happens.
My favorite.
So it's the worst possible
thing,
basically.
When, like, people that are not you and me are talking on the air, and it happens, and, like, it's like they're like, "Well, what do I do?"
They're like, "What am I doing?" It's like, "Yeah, welcome to," as Reginald Vell Johnson said in Die Hard, "Welcome to the party, pal."
Is he still alive, Reginald Vell Johnson?
I think so. I'm at Nakatomi. They're turning my car into Swiss cheese.
I mean, Carl Winslow, one of the great characters in the history of anything.
Absolutely. Love Carl.
Okay. Power hour time here with Nick and Ken. So my last show until Tuesday, July 12th. See ya.
It's been a good run. A long vacation for Nick Costos.
I can't tell you how funny I think that is. And the best part, Sterling and Kay both do it.
I know. We could be doing either one. Like, that's the Sterling part of it, right?
No, but Kay does that too.
It's like 6:53. There he goes. See ya.
Oh, long vacation.
Tyler looking up. There they go. See ya.
Oh, man. Okay. NFL Tournament of Champions. Mm. So we're in the process of seeding this tournament. And over the course of, you know, when Ken and I are back from vacation, we will start playing this out, projected point spreads for all these matchups. I tweeted this last night, and someone tweeted me, he's like, must be a slow time of year. And I quote tweeted him, was like, yeah.
Must be a slow time of year. Yeah, we got 2 hours on the Little League World Series coming up next, buddy.
You know what I kind of want that person to do? Drop dead.
There you go. See ya.
See ya. Straight to hell. Okay. Yeah,
it's a slow time. And this is the awesomest possible way to fill that time. Like, yeah.
Well, until we do our version of Who's Now.
Oh, well, Who's Now, that's, keep a lid on that until the All-Star break. That's Who's Now is going to be exceptional.
I just hope that there's a moment in it that approaches like how hard I laughed when you said the word Ronaldinho on the last time we talked about this. I completely lost it.
Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho. Okay, so the 2-1 seeds in the Madden and Summer All region, the 2013 yeah. Seahawks in the Madden region because they won the Super Bowl, and the 2007 Patriots. Not that Pat Summerall's a loser, just that Madden like would not have that.
Right. This is really not meant to denigrate Pat Summerall whatsoever.
It's all time great.
Not what's happening?
It's like a legend, obviously. So the 2007 Patriots, the 1 seed in the Summer All region, the 2013 Seahawks, the 1 seed in the Madden region. The 15 seed in the Madden region, the 2005 Steelers, the 15 seed in the Summerall region, the 2016 Atlanta Falcons. Now I think we go to the 14 seeds, right? We work backwards.
Yeah, I think working backwards is going to help us here.
Okay, so I'm going to start crossing teams out to make this easier for myself. Okay, so the Steelers yep. are out. The 2016 Falcons are out. The 2007 Patriots are obviously out. 2013 Seahawks are out. Okay, great. Now we can move on. The other two worst teams. It can't be the 2013 Broncos. Well, I guess the 2015 Panthers. They did win 15 games. So basically, it's like worst Super Bowl champions now. And here's where, like, where do we put the 2007 Giants?
Right, like the team that did the impossible. Right. It's just like where do they go?
And how would you rank? Okay, so let's come up with like the four worst Super Bowl teams remaining.
Okay. Well, question one is like, so we're absolutely convinced that none of the at-large teams are going to end this conversation.
By the way, shouldn't the 2001 Patriots be one of the 15 seeds and not the 2005 Steelers?
Oh, yeah. Done. They cheated and weren't very good. Yeah.
They cheated. Okay. The 2001 Patriots are the 15
seeds. They should be in instead of, is it 05 Steelers or 16 Falcons? Who's better between those teams? Yeah.
The Falcons are better.
Yes. The Falcons probably have a top 4 or 5 offense in the last 30 years.
Okay, so so Madden would not want cheaters.
Definitely not.
And Madden also is upset that the Patriots played for the win instead of going over.
The implication that Summerall would like look the other way on the cheating is also very funny. <That's>, what do you want from me? Tonight on CBS.
There used to be a show called Cheaters.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Next on CBS. Cheaters.
Well, that definitely would not be on CBS.
No, it would
definitely not be us. Right, no. Right after Eliminate. That's
what... Eliminate was awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I think Next was the best like dating show of all time on MTV.
Next is the one with the bus with the people waiting on it, right?
And someone would get off the bus and they would get instantly nexted.
Right? The guy would get off and the girl would just be like, no.
Yell next. And the guy would have to turn around to get back on the bus.
Next.
And immediately yeah, and that one is a cyanide pill.
And they're just watching a feed of what's going on the bus. That's a pretty good one. Eliminate is also pretty funny. It's like an entire day compressed into 18 minutes. it's very amusing.
But a lot of these shows will like embrace kind of like the whimsy, like, and like try to have fun. Cheaters was like,
oh, brutal. Raw. There's a friend of mine that, when I first started at ESPN, another production assistant who now has, I think, some high up sports job at like Yahoo or something, is loved Cheaters. Was like one of his favorite shows. And we were drinking downstairs in like somebody's apartment. And all of a sudden we thought he was sleeping. He like comes down the stairs and he goes, you guys got to come up and see this real quick. So we come up the stairs. He has it like paused on his TV, but he was laying in bed watching Cheaters. And he goes, you have to watch this. And it was like the guy confronts his girlfriend and the guy she was cheating with. And the guy that she was cheating with, like the camera, just one camera pointed at him, knocks him out completely with like a right hand, flexes over him and just yells big time.
Amazing.
Just like, what is this show? What is this show?
What was the show? Was it Shipmates when they were on the show? Chris Hardwick was the host of it.
That sounds right. Right. That sounds like
Tyler. Can you look this up? Chris Hardwick was the host. I think the show was called Shipmates.
I think you're right.
And there was an episode of this where, and it was like two random people. It's like blind date on a boat, right? Or on a cruise ship. And a guy pushed the girl off the dock into the water. And that was the end of their date.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Yes, I would imagine that the date did not go on any further after that.
I'm gonna find this YouTube clip of Big Time because it has to exist.
I remember it crystal clear. I don't know if there's a YouTube video of it. There may not be. It happened. I remember. It was the winter of 2007. No, it wouldn't have been. 08. They would have been the winner of 08. I was trying to remember which apartment we were watching it in.
There are multiple knockouts.
That's always a good sign.
Like type cheaters knockout. There's like three of them here.
there's a clip reel. Right? Somebody put it under like Drake. Right?
So today, up next on CBS, cheaters followed by Eliminate.
And finally, next.
Singled out. Love Island.
Singled out.
Okay. Man. Okay. So now we go to the 14 seeds. Are the 2006
so the swap that was made, the 2001 Patriots. Wait, so the 01, well, we're going to have multiple Patriots on each side, I guess. So the 01 Patriots are the 15 in the Summerall.
On the Summerall region. And the one Got seed it. Is the 07 Patriots. And spoiler alert, the okay. 2001 Patriots, they will not meet in the semifinal because the Patriots won't make it. The 2001 Patriots. Maybe the 07 will. And the 05 seed.
2001 Patriots are going to be a huge dog to whatever team we put them against as the two.
And no cheating allowed this time.
Right. Where's the game being played? Where's the videotaping taking place? Where's that?
The game is being played in the Pentagon.
Right. somewhere where the surveillance is incredible.
Okay, so let's pick the four worst teams remaining.
Okay, so 16 Falcons now become one of those because they got a break. Yeah,
16 Falcons. What do we want to do with the 2007 Giants?
I think they're just like in the middle.
So you don't think they belong in this grouping?
I think like when you win that game, you can't be in the grouping.
Okay, what about the 15 Broncos?
I know it's going to be like, well, they beat a 15-1 team, like not remotely the same thing, right?
What about the 15 Broncos and the 15 Panthers in this grouping?
The 15, oh man.
I think the 2018.
Like the 15 Broncos won. So like I was going to say like the 15 Broncos should be in before the Panthers, but I'm like, should they?
what about the 2021 Rams?
Yeah, they're pretty terrible. They were a three seed.
They won the Super Bowl 5 months ago. They're pretty terrible. All right, I agree, though. The 2021 Rams.
They're at least in the conversation.
Okay.
So I'm going now from 21 back down. So 21 Rams are in the conversation.
16 Falcons.
What about the Patriots team that beat the Rams?
I think that team stinks. I agree. The 2018 Patriots.
They're awful. Yeah.
I mean they were great in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. Which is, by the way,
phenomenal.
Remember when Tony Romo was good at commentary?
Right. No kidding.
Do the 2010 Patriots belong here?
No, not yet.
What about the 15 Panthers?
Yeah. No, like not yet. I think we have teams like
I think they sucked.
Sounds like we have a lot of bad teams.
So the 16 Falcons, the 21 Rams, the 18 Patriots, and we need one other team to put in this. These are the 14 and the 13.
Seeds. I really like the three that we picked there.
I agree.
21 Rams, 18 Patriots, and 16 Falcons. They can easily belong in this conversation.
Is it the 2012 Ravens?
Right. Like that's the 2012 Ravens.
I think that team was pretty good.
Well, they're regular season wise in a lot of because going back for some of the stuff that I build in like regular season metrics, they are like the worst Super Bowl champion since 2000. Definitely.
Okay, so then they're in this listing here.
They were like 25th in yards per play on offense or something. Yards per attempt on offense.
So who are the bottom two? Those will be the 14 seeds. It has to be, well, the Falcons have to be one. They didn't win the Super Bowl. And then
16,
who's the worst?
16 Falcons and
21 Rams, 18 Patriots, or 12 Ravens is the worst of the remaining three.
I mean, the Ravens had the worst regular season of the three. All three won the Super Bowl. Like, doesn't it have to be the 12 Ravens?
Yeah, it has to be the 12. Because, like, the Patriots have Brady and the Rams have Stafford.
And the Ravens have Joe Flacco.
So these are the 14 seeds. The Falcons, the 2016 Falcons, are on the Summerall side, the 14 seed. And the 2012 Ravens are the 14 seed on the John Madden side.
There are three Ravens teams in this tournament, and we've already seeded two of them 14 and 16. Ravens Nation, very unhappy.
Yeah, well, wait till
they're also, like, they're also about to have a two seed. So
yeah. The 13 seeds in the... So this will be the 21 Rams and the 18 Patriots. Who's more?
We got those right. I definitely don't want to put the Panthers in.
No, we definitely did this correctly.
Okay, good.
So which team's more Madden, the 2018 Patriots or the 2021 Rams? I think it's the Patriots.
Well, the Patriots thought their way to winning the Super Bowl, right?
They had the
greatest strategy.
And they bludgeoned the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Like they completely outcoached the other team. As much as you can outcoach a team in a Super Bowl, they did that.
So I think the 2018 Patriots, and they outcoached Sean McVay, who now has to go to the Summerall region, the loser's bracket as a result. That loser, Pat Summerall.
I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
So 18 Patriots. All right. We're actually making a reasonable amount of headway here, which is good. Never enough to be done by the end of the show, but we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. We might be able to get this done by the end of the show.
We don't even have the full third segment. We actually do bets.
Yeah, we'll do it with 3 minutes to go.
Okay.
Let's try to get the bottom half.
Yeah. We're done. We're doing the bottom half. We'll finish the bottom half.
Okay.
And then Nick's going to go on vacation.
Yes, we'll do that coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.